Long ago, on the fields of battle, in the year
2022,
two men met to decide once and for all what the most metal things in the universe are. But there can be only one. What's more metal? With Dan Weber, Noriko Art, and Brad.
There it is, everybody. Welcome to What's More Metal, the only podcast for two. The only podcast for two badass moped jousting comedians.
Hell yeah, we did.
Pick the most metal shit in the universe. With me, as always, is the evil Emperor Snoke to my dying pathetically. Comedian Dan.
I think both of us come out on the rod end of that deal.
I think you're right.
That God, dude. That please don't. Anyway, we devoted an entire episode to how much that movie sucked.
Yes.
So let's not ever mention. I don't want to mention any characters from that ever again.
Oh, horrendous. I'm comedian Rico Watt. Over this way is the that laugh you're hearing is the third vagina on this camel you can see at the fair for a nickel. A little outside of my normal rubric, but okay. Yeah. That's super producer Randy.
Hey.
Hey, all right. This is What's More Metal, guys. This is a podcast where Dan and I pick random topics each week, and we pick the most metal example of something from that topic. Yep. This week, we're doing most metal Death God.
Yeah. Thank you, Alex Rodriguez, for that.
Yes, yep. Thank you so much. Also wanted to do a quick shout-out. I was at Stump Fest this last weekend, a metal festival, a 3-day metal fest out of Mississippi Studios. They do it every year, and it's really great, and I ran into a listener. I did not catch his name. It was real loud, and yeah. I was on my way to get a sweet cucumber CBD soda because I was trying to sleep. And so I didn't catch their name. But thank you so much for shouting out that you listen to the podcast. I fucking love it. It's fucking sick.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, that was dope. And the Stumpfest was fucking awesome. I saw Young Widows, which is a band I've been wanting to see for a while. They're out of Kentucky. They're fucking awesome. And then I saw Helms of Lee, who I've seen before, but they were fucking sick, as always. And then I saw Pallbearer.
Yeah.
Who was fucking great.
Yeah.
Really cool. Really great band. But yeah. Pallbearer is probably one of the uglier bands I think I've laid eyes on in a while. But
well, I mean, they're like doom metal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not supposed to be hot.
Yeah.
Doom metal is not full of hot dudes. Yeah. I don't think there's anyone in doom metal who's like, that guy's a fuckable. Like,
yeah.
It's not like that.
Are there hot dudes in metal bands generally?
I mean, I'm not the person to ask.
I think there are some, but not.
I mean, well, what kind of sword does he have?
Yeah. Does he use a flail or a mace?
I mean, what are you talking about here?
No, I just think like there's metal guy, and then there's like metal troll.
Yeah.
Some dude who's just like, all you've done is drink in a basement and see how low you can tune your guitar.
Right.
And then hit a single chord and see how long it can last.
A lot of metal dudes are just like, oh, you've done nothing but drink PBR and not shower.
Yeah.
For decades.
Yeah.
But it works on you. I was going to say, I was with my friend Siobhan, who fucking invited me last minute. And I was like, ah, fuck it. I'm not doing anything. I was just like laying in bed. So I was like, I'm going to fucking go. Like, I forgot all about it. And I went, and she's from Kentucky, and then Young Widows is from Kentucky. And so we were like hanging out back, like talking and stuff. And then we started going back inside, and like Young Widows had just got done playing, but they were outside like having a beer and shit. And I was just like kind of nodded. I was just like, hey, great, great set. And then Siobhan like stopped and started talking to them about like mutual bands they probably both knew and stuff from the Kentucky scene or whatever.
Yeah.
And she was like nerding out a little bit, which was fine, you know. But then we like walked away and she was like, ugh, I bet that was like so embarrassing. I bet they were like just like, who is this dumb lady? And I'm like and I'm like, they're in a metal band. They are stoked a woman talked to them. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you out of your mind? You know how many sweaty dudes? We're all like, you're really cool. Do you also like Sirith Ungol? Are you into them? You know, they're just like, ugh, get a fucking away from me. They're like, they're so pumped that a lady talked to them, even for a moment. Like,
yeah.
That that's gonna happen maybe once again this whole tour. Like, you're fine. But anyway, so but a shout out to those lonely, sweaty men. You make it. You make this rockin' world go round.
Produce the best music. Sadly,
that's true. Dan, how was your week? What'd you do? How was your week?
My month, you mean? It was pretty good. I mean, it's hard.
This couldn't have come to. I ask you every time.
No, I know. And there's a bunch of things I could talk about.
Oh, I see.
I'm just trying to decide which one. I spent a fair amount of time on the way here trying to decide. And I think I'm going to talk about. I did a show on Saturday, called Alley-Oop Comedy Jam.
Oh, right, right.
That's at
a new show, right?
It's new, and it's at a newer venue than they. Because they moved venues, because originally it was in a place that was basketball themed, and then that place shut down, and so now it's at this place called.
That was the one that was at the coffee shop.
I think so. I think it was a coffee shop, and now it's at this place, the On the Record Inn, which is a record store.
Okay.
Record store bar.
Sorry, if I could interject really quick here, sure. The On the Record Inn, where it's like, look, we are recording you.
Let me look up the actual name. I'm not sure if that's what it is.
Oh, sorry. I like the idea of, like, you know, it's like the opposite of what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. It's like, no, we're
going
to tell.
This is going everywhere.
Yeah, we're definitely going to broadcast.
Yeah, as I was saying it, I'm like, no, it's not On the Record. It's just the Record Pub.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, but it's in Selwood. Uh-huh. It's pretty fucking cool.
Oh, yeah, it's just down the street.
Yeah, it's not too far from here. It's a cool spot if you have a minute to go in there and want to browse records while also drinking a PBR.
Nice.
It's a perfect place. They did, however, have, like, because of March Madness, they had a Final Four, but it was like a bunch of bands. And I realized from looking at that I should never talk to anyone who works there about music, because the Final Four, the winner was the Beatles. And I'm like, absolutely not. Like, 100% no.
Yeah. Oh, was it Mozart or Beethoven? It's just not a good take.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Where it's like, oh, do you think the Beatles are good? You're really going out of a limb here.
Well, I mean, they had it like they would have two bands and then people would vote and then one would go through. And I was looking at that and I was like, I disagree with most of this.
Yeah.
But, you know, so that's.
Yeah.
Neither here nor there. Yeah. But
you're like, Rammstein's better than that. Why didn't they get? They got
legitimately, I believe. I mean, if you were to ask me straight up, is Rammstein better than the Beatles? I would say, fuck yes, 100%. I would rather listen to Rammstein for a year than listen to the Beatles for one day. Like I just can't. They suck. Yeah. They're not good.
Yeah, I just saw a video where apparently Jack White from the White Stripes can name any Beatles song in 1 second.
Yep.
And they were quizzing him. Like, you could just, like, they're playing 1 second of a song and he'd be like, oh, it's this one. It's this one. But I'm like, it would be hilarious if it was like, he's not a fan and he hated them. Yeah. I was like, what is that? Eleanor Rigby? Yikes. Just within a second, he could be like, turn it the fuck off. What was that? Yellow Submarine? Turn that shit off. Anyway, sorry.
No worries.
How was that show, though?
It was really good. But the crowd was really on board, but they were also strangely very sensitive.
Oh, weird.
So like, they laughed at everything unless someone got hurt in the joke.
Oh.
And then they would just, like, get sad, and I didn't know what to do with that. I was like, I don't know. I mean, I'm fine with it. Like, that's how the crowd is. That's fine, whatever, I can work with that. But at the same time, I'm like, this is just a little weird. It's just weird. Fucking weird.
I always get mad at that, where I'm like, oh no, this hypothetical person.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, when I talk about that, there's one joke where I talk about, like, eating human flesh, and they were like, oh, and I'm like, what?
Why are you sad?
And then I didn't even mention a name.
Yeah. It's better than McDonald's.
Yeah.
It's better than
a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Better than bagels as far as one guy's concerned.
Yeah, that's true.
anyway. So yeah, I mean, it was a great show and it was super fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was just it's really weird when an audience is touchy in a way that you don't expect.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a hard time predicting
what
would be too far.
Yeah.
And what was just fine.
You?
I mean, honestly, yes. Also, like, they wanted me to do 25 minutes, and I was like, I don't know if I can. Like, for these people, I have no idea.
That's cutting a lot of shit out. Yeah, for sure.
Truly.
So brutal to fucking, I don't know. I always get mad at that where I'm like, what is your problem? Oh, no. Like, you could even just, like, I don't know, just talk about, like, just, I don't know. Like I said, just a hypothetical one, and you're just like, this isn't, it's a weird thing to get sad at.
You could just
kind of plow through.
Yeah, yeah. But otherwise, I mean, I've spent most of the last month, like, waiting for my job to start.
Mm-hmm.
And so I haven't had very much money. Mm-hmm. So for the most part, I've just been playing, like, Baldur's Gate 3 for
sick
10 hours a day
for like
6 days a week.
Made my laptop too hot. I had to tap out after a while. It was just
it's a workhorse.
Yeah.
It'll bring a system to its knees for sure.
Fucking amazing game. What's your playthrough this time?
Somebody was like, I wonder if an entire party of fighters would be as dominant as I would think. So I finished the game. It like just obliterated the game. It was not even close.
Wow.
They just demolished.
Just like four fighters just running through, just fucking annihilating.
Yeah, because in Baldur's Gate, unlike regular D&D, at Baldur's Gate, anyone can use a scroll.
Oh, yeah.
So whenever I needed a spell, I just buy a scroll.
Yeah.
And then there's this one item where every time you hit with a weapon, it makes your spells more powerful.
Yeah.
And so I had this dude would just like hit things like three attacks so that he gets like stacks it all the way up so that it's almost impossible for something to save. And I would just paralyze something and beat it to death.
Nice.
Like I would do that over and over and over.
Oh shit.
It was hilarious.
That rocks. And then I also like the fighters and stuff. You just throw shit. Just when I found out you could just throw a guy into some lava, I was like, this rips. Like,
yeah.
That was a game changer. I'm like, why am I swinging on this thing?
Yeah, I think my favorite, I had one of the characters who was like super strong. Whenever I fought anything and I could, I would just use that creature as a makeshift weapon and just beat another creature to death with it just by the legs. It would kill them both. Just smash, 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 just tater them both.
Oh, I gotta see this.
It's so funny, dude.
I have to see the animation of this.
It's so good.
That
like, it kill it. Yeah. You'd like, especially in the beginning when you're fighting goblins and you're just like taking them by one leg and just using them like a flail to kill something else. It's hysterical.
That rocks. And four guys doing that?
Yeah, yeah.
If you were in a fight and you saw one guy pick up your friend and beat your other friend to death with that friend, there's no way you're like, all right, guys. Let's try to avoid that.
let's keep going.
Here we go. Round two. There's no way you'd be like, I'm fucking out.
I'm fleeing right now.
I'm not coming back to this city.
I mean, yeah. I've played literally like 400 hours of Baldur's Gate 3, and it still makes me laugh. There's still parts like when you pick something up and just throw it into the lava,
right?
Or you shove somebody off a ledge or some shit.
That's so good.
That just never not makes my day.
Because the main characters that you start with that it hands you at, like I don't like their builds a lot. Yeah. Where I was like, what the fuck? Like, you get a sneaky cleric. I'm like, this is the worst thing I've ever. Who gives a. They're like, tiptoe, 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 heal. It's like the dumbest. I'm like, what is the fucking point?
Yeah.
Horrendous. I'm sure I just wasn't playing them properly or whatever, but like, anyway. But I ended up changing, like, people. But when I changed Gale, like, the wizard or into a, like a, I made him like a fucking Sorlock, like a sorcerer warlock combo. And so I was just getting like six Eldritch blasts that could like blow a guy back like fucking 25 feet. And I was just like, so I would just knock dudes off of cliffs with every, like, it was like, it was like, it was just awesome. Just had this fucking dude shooting a cannon at people. And I'm like, this fucking rips.
Yeah,
it made the game so much more fucking fun.
I did do another playthrough with all barbarians. And I had Gale in it. I just made Gale like a what is it? The chaos magic barbarian. So in all of his dialogue, like he hasn't, you know, he acts like he's an erudite wizard, but he's just like some dude who can't read. He's like, smash his head through a fucking brick wall, but that's about it.
That
it's fucking the all barbarian was super funny.
That sounds fucking amazing. And I don't know, it makes the builds like a little bit easier. You're just like, all right, big heavy arm, or not with barbarians, but whatever, like big heavy
just
weaponry,
like,
and shit.
Yeah, just especially the barbarian in particular, the berserker barbarian, you can absolutely like they're even better at using creatures as weapons because they get like an extra attack that you can use as a makeshift weapon with it.
Yeah.
So you're just beating people to death with other people and it's fucking amazing.
That rough. All right. I'm going to have to look up there's somebody on YouTube fucking.
Sure.
I just have to see it.
Dude, the one that you should look for is Four Halfling Barbarians. They some guys just got together and made a whole party of halfling barbarians and that's fucking hysterical.
That rips.
Yeah.
I'd fucking watch the shit out of that. All right, gang.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
No,
go up to
it's okay.
No, I was all about it. I'm sure. I feel like the Venn diagram is going to be pretty solidly.
Yeah.
Probe.
We have BG3. Yeah, I think
metal.
We have approximately the same fan base as a metal band.
Yeah.
Like, one woman.
One woman, and a bunch of dudes that play computer games.
There we go.
Which I'm not sad about by any means.
Hey, I'm like, and 9,000 dudes. Yeah. anyway, gang, this week we're doing Most Metal Death God. We have no ad this week.
Okay.
Sorry. They didn't send it to me in time on the drive over. Like they usually do.
So just go buy steer soup and steer.
Yeah, go buy steer and slurp.
Steer and slurp.
Oh, I don't know where it went. I didn't even notice that was gone.
Seeing it.
Fucking Christ.
It fell behind the desk.
Oh, shit.
Hold on one second. Fill for time. Fill for time.
Well, we're at a Robot Pirate Studios.
Oh, yeah. We didn't talk about
great
that.
Great work, guys.
What do you want? Fuck you. But he wasn't even.
I'm fucking around. No, you're right. I forget we didn't do the. Yeah. Actually, yeah. We're coming to you live from Mammoth Vag Studios. Home of the pubistoric sound. Climb on in and take a tour sometime.
Exactly. Well done.
Thank you.
Good shit.
Thank you. All right. To decide who gets to go first, the most metal metal god, Dan and I are going to do the most metal thing possible and roll 20 sided die. I got a 6, number of the beast.
I got a 3. You win.
Number of the least.
Half the number of the beast.
Half the number of the beast.
Number of Beast Junior.
We all remember that Nickelodeon.
Oh, yeah.
Beast Junior.
Beast Junior.
Okay. My choice for most metal, God of Death.
Your runner-up, right?
My runner-up, yes. Sorry. My runner-up for most metal, God of Death. I'm going to go with Anku, the... Anku is like in British and French folklore is basically just the Grim Reaper. Like he's a shrouded black black figure in a with skull like skeletal carries a sigh. I did not know that that fool's name was Anku. I did no idea that I didn't know he had a first name.
Yeah,
that he was.
Where did he come from again?
It's like it's ancient like British Cornish fucking folklore.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah. So that would be just that region, whatever. Yes, Cornish folklore. Yeah, Anku. I just, he carries a sigh, you know. I also, wagon. He would drive a wagon, and he would put the dead in it. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that came up during the Black Plague. Like, that's where he got the he got the wagon. Like he had the scythe and stuff before then, but after the Black Plague, they're like, oh, anybody who's the personification of death has to have a.
He was doing real numbers.
A wagon. Yeah, he was doing real numbers back then.
Yeah, so he had to bump up his bump up the system he had going on. But there's also a thing about like possibly that Anku is like there's like a certain sect of belief that it's not just one god, it's somebody that like they pass the role down. Like
James Bond.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
007.
I mean, Anku. Kinda. James Bond does kill a lot of motherfuckers.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, that would be yeah.
I thought I'm a blow up a jilted lover with a rocket pin. Man does not give a fuck. No. And honestly, I think we all have an ex or two. We wouldn't mind blowing a bit to the rocket pin, you know?
Some of us more than others, I think. Yeah.
I don't know why I even thought it. So weird. Don't even know why that came up.
So weird.
All right, that's my choice. Anku, that's my backup. Anku, the Grim Reaper.
So my backup is Baron Samedi.
Oh, yeah.
He's the Vaudun god of death.
Yes.
He is usually depicted with a top hat, black tail coat, dark glasses, and cotton plugs in his nostrils, or just a skeleton wearing a top hat. I just think that's fucking badass in general.
Yeah. Top hat and tails with that guy.
Yeah. And he's the god of death, but also disruption, obscenity, debauchery, and smoking cigars. He just loves cigars and rum. That's a fucking great death god, yeah, for sure.
That rules.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also a Bond villain.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. Which
Baron Samedi?
Which one?
I don't remember GoldenEye. He was in GoldenEye.
Was he?
Yeah.
Baron what?
Baron Samedi.
Looking it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do. I know. I remember that.
So I'm guessing GoldenEye.
Yeah,
GoldenEye,
why not?
I'm like, but yeah, you wouldn't want to play Baron Samedi because he was like too tall and like, and his head was like exactly in gunshot.
He was the major antagonist in Live and Let Die.
Live and Let Die.
Live and Let Die.
Yes. There we go. Fucking cool.
Yep. So yeah, Baron Samedi is my.
That's a good choice.
Is my runner up.
That's a good choice. Yeah. I do like a death that's just a dude in a suit. That's like fucking, that's slick as
hell. But it's like a badass suit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That rips. Yeah. Yeah. Nah, it's not just like tweed.
No. It's a fucking black top hat with a black coat with tails.
Yeah.
Silver top cane with a fucking skull. That's tight.
That's sick. Yeah. Yeah. It would suck if he was just like in a beekeeper outfit or something. You'd be like, what? Does that make sense?
Although, anyway. That movie, The Beekeeper, does have a lot of violent death in it.
No, I haven't seen it.
It's very good.
I haven't either.
I heard a synopsis Shockingly of it. Good. I heard a synopsis of it, and there was a lot of, like, it seemed like they were really trying to shoehorn the whole beekeeping thing into this, like.
Oh like, my God.
You're all my bees.
Yeah.
Yeah, when someone get kills, it's a sting. And also, we'll go back to my hive.
Dude, I mean, seriously, I believe that Jason Statham hardly has any dialogue that doesn't reference bees in some kind of a pun. But I promise you.
That's
buzz,
magic.
Buzz. It, like he cuts a guy in half of the chest.
It does not fucking matter. The movie is so fucking good that it means absolutely nothing. In fact, that only heightens it because it's such an over-the-top movie in general.
Yeah. He'd be like, your target is a white man. You'd be like, so he's a wasp. Ba-na-ba-na. I don't know what the music is.
It was definitely not. Was,
you're going know, James Bond there for a sec.
It's just Flight of the Bumblebee. Like every song. It's just that. Okay. My choice for most metal... god of death. I'm going to go with the Greek god of death, Thanatos.
All right.
Good one.
He's a badass. He's a beautiful angel man who carries a sword, flies around. He's the son of Nyx, that's the god of night.
Yep.
And the son of Erebus, the god of darkness. Who knew those two crazy kids would hook up?
Yeah, right?
But the best part is he carries a sword or a scythe. Depending on how he's depicted, he could be depicted with either. But the best part is he doesn't use that to actually like reap the souls. Uh-huh. He uses that to shave the heads of the people he's killing. Like he cuts their hair off, which is sick.
That's fantastic.
Isn't that fucking cool? Yeah. He's like, oh, I came here for a bag of hair. You're like, you're creepier than the other guy.
It would be better if you cut off my head.
Yeah.
I would much prefer it.
God of death and an army barber.
Yeah, he's like, he's like, no, I'm just here for that sweet, sweet hair. You're like, okay.
He just takes a fucking handful of your hair, just like sniffs.
Is he also
it.
Joe Biden?
Yeah. He's old enough.
Yeah. I mean, I don't
that,
doubt it.
That's somebody that Joe Biden's been dodging for quite some time.
Yeah.
He comes in the night, smells your hair, Jack. But yeah, I don't know.
Use the right product, you live forever.
Something about carrying absolutely the wrong tool for the job, too, is pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah.
That is way bigger of a blade than you need.
Honestly, for a scalp. Like trying to shave a head with a broadsword would be really fucking hard.
Yeah.
It sounds really funny to watch, though.
Yeah, it would be very funny to watch. Or a scythe.
Yeah,
a scythe would be hard to... Actually, though, the scythe would be easier because it's kind of shaped like a head. Like, you could just put it and scrape it over.
Yeah,
and then,
that's
but
what
a,
I would
but
do.
But a broadsword, no.
Yeah, just a flat edge. It doesn't make... Yeah. Anyway.
It's super heavy. Like, really awkward.
They both sound fun.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's my choice. Thanatos.
All right. So my choice is the Mesopotamian god of death, Nurgle. Just because, Nurgle is a fucking cool-ass name.
Yep.
I believe that there's a band
named
Nurgle. There's also, he was primarily associated with war, death, and disease, and has been described as the god of inflicted death.
Hell yeah.
So it wasn't just death, but it was like murder, getting killed from disease.
Nice.
And he was feared... His primary cult was in Babylon, but almost nobody worshipped him because he wasn't really worth doing. It was like, nah, he's to be avoided.
Yeah, the fucking Nurgle. Yeah. Purple Nurgle, we called him.
I believe he's also a demon in D&D, I believe. A demon lord. The name of a demon lord, anyway.
That is a great name. It's a goofy name, but it's a good name.
Yeah.
I just realized I picked the wrong one.
Did you?
Yeah.
For your main?
Yeah. I forgot to screenshot my main, and I fucking... So, whatever.
What would your main have been?
My main would have been Ammit, the devourer of the dead in ancient Egypt.
Oh, hell yeah.
He's got the four legs of a lion and the head of a crocodile. And then the ass of some kind of sexy boar, maybe. The ass of a hippopotamus. That's not really
even
the
sexier.
That's not. Yeah. Oh yeah. Thick.
Yeah. Real thick.
But
the thick ass.
When they would at the end of your life, they would weigh your heart. They'd pull your heart out of your chest. You'd stand next to Anubis and you'd pull your heart out of your chest and put it on a scale, and weigh it against a feather. And if your heart was heavier than a feather, then they would take your heart off the scale and feed it to this fucking thing.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
So everybody's heart.
So not if it was super good. See, here's the thing.
So everybody's heart.
Here's the thing. Walking an old lady across the street, that'll take 2 grams off your heart.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen it. Yeah. I swear.
And little by little, that'll make a big difference on this. I like that. That's also like, look, we don't know how weight works. We don't know shit.
It was ancient Egypt.
We know how counting works, but not weight.
But I do like that there's a hippopotamus lion gator that would eat your heart, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
is fucking rad.
Yeah, that was my choice. That would have been my choice. And also, there was a little bit of a technicality where it's like, it is a god, but it wasn't a god anybody worshipped. It was just more of like a demon thing. But
yeah.
I say it counts. But yeah. I realized when I was doing research, I forgot to screenshot it. And I was like, oh, yeah, whatever. But yeah. and another one I had that was good. I'm a liar. So those are our choices, gang, for most metal god of death. I chose Thanatos. Dan chose Nurgle.
Nurgle.
The name you will not forget. write it if we forgot any or for any reason, or if you want to just write in and talk about how much Dan won this one.
I know I do.
Yeah, just go ahead and send us a message on Instagram. We'd love to hear from you. And I think that's going to bring us to the Ride the Lightning Round. Ride the Lightning Round. I disagree. I don't think I've ever rambled in my... Anyway, gang, this is... the Ride the Lightning Round. This part of the show where producer Randy looks through some of your suggestions that you've sent in. And then Dan and I, with no prior knowledge of what is about to be thrown our way, we will choose our most metal topic with just only our epic universal galactic hive mind brains to draw from, which we do know everything.
Yeah, encyclopedic knowledge.
That's true.
So.
Ooh. Encyclopedic knowledge.
Yeah.
Which oh, I believe is a series of books that Rob Zombie put out. The Encyclopedia.
This one's very fun. Let's go with most metal G-rated curse word.
that's so fucking...
And a quick asterisk, this was actually brought to us by Kevin, not by Alex.
Okay.
So, sorry to both of you.
Fuck. Funky butt lovin' comes to mind.
G rated, huh?
Yeah. Criminy. Pretty good. I'm just sort of.
What about like
spitballing?
Okay, so would you guys consider screwed up to be G rated?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Even though it essentially is just talking about fucking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like it's just describing fucking.
Screwed up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Screwed up.
For sure. Because I'd expect to see screwed up in like a Disney movie.
Yeah.
Oh, frig. My mom says frig.
Frig's a good one.
God damn.
Dude, my mom says frig and it sounds so dumb. I love it. Every time I'm like, what the frig?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
gosh darn it.
Yeah. But frig is a because it's not even is,
you know what you meant.
Yeah. There's
everybody
not,
knows what you
be
meant.
Be nothing else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's the same amount of letters. It's stupid.
Or when somebody's like
frig.
Somebody spells the word instead of saying it.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like what was it? I think it's some Disney movie where somebody's like H-E double hockey sticks or something like that.
That's a common one.
Oh yeah.
God damn it, that pisses me off.
Or,
that's awful.
See you next Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah. Okay. This is a very specific one, and I love it. But it's from the TV edit of Big Lebowski.
Oh,
and that's when he says, "You see what happens, Donnie? You see what happens when you find a stranger
in
the
Alps?"
Alps.
Yes. All right. Do you know the TV edit for?
That is like one of the best things ever.
It's
find
fantastic.
A stranger in the Alps.
Do you know the TV edit for Die Hard?
Yippee-ki-yay. Yeah.
It's Yippee-ki-yay, Mr. Falcon.
Yippee-ki-yay, Mr. Falcon. Wow. Wow.
Oh, I love it. Oh, Yippee-ki-yay, Mr. Falcon.
just somebody they paid to say it who can't believe they actually have to say it.
Wait, was his last name?
Mr. Falcon.
His name wasn't Falcon.
No, but Mr. Falcon and motherfucker.
Right, yeah, I get that.
Yeah, you get
but
that.
But it's not, it's like.
It's just absolute nonsense.
Yeah, it's complete nonsense.
Mr. Falcon. I like it. Get it because he flies. They have to keep adding dub to like give context. So you see, because he was flying, and like falcons fly.
Suck my dub.
Yeah, find a stranger in the Alps is.
That's a great one.
So I think that would have to be my choice. That and frig for sure, or my like, but yeah. And he says it so many. There's so many. If you haven't, please watch the TV edit of Big Lebowski because. They had so much fun with the fucking fake ass curse words.
Yeah.
Like they're all over and over, they're just amazing. But
when he keeps saying "shut the fuck up, Donnie," is it "shut the hell up, Donnie," or does he use something else?
I don't remember.
Okay.
But yeah, that's.
Oh, when people say "fudge" instead of "fuck,"
oh,
I think
fudge,
that's, right,
that's
yeah.
a good one.
Probably say "shut the fudge up."
Yeah, but yeah, I'm gonna have to go. Yeah, find a stranger in the Alps.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go with Crikey.
Crikey.
Because I just like the name. That I like the word.
That is good.
It's a good sound.
It's got a good sound.
It's a great sound.
It's got two K's in it. Two K sounds in it.
Yeah.
Crikey. That's enough. Makes it one of the funniest words ever made.
Oh, there was definitely a really bad one for Pulp Fiction, and it was for motherfucker, and it was so bad that I remember just being like, ugh. Sorry, I want to look.
I'm looking up a list right now. No, don't share my information, you fucking cowards.
Yeah, I wanted to see it. Ugh. Yeah, but I remember it being like one of those things where it's like, instead of motherfucker, it was like, you know, like peanut butter or something. Like, where it was like, what the fuck? That's more.
That sounds really familiar.
It's like more insulting. It's
gross.
Yeah. It's the wallet that says bad peanut butter on it. It's like, good God.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Here's one from Scarface. This town's just a great big chicken waiting to get plucked.
Waiting to get plucked, man.
I saw that for the first time recently.
Yeah, it's really funny. That's I like a great his movie. Tacky ass fucking mansion.
Oh, yeah.
It's all that neon and fucking leopard print.
Yeah, I mean, it was. They really captured what a house decorated by cocaine would look like.
In Miami?
What is the globe, the neon globe down? Yeah. What does that fucking
it
say?
It says, the world is yours.
That's right.
Yeah. Or the, yeah.
That's
but I just love, this whole town's just a chicken waiting to get plucked, man. Yeah. Chicken. There's a good chicken.
So the Pulp Fiction is, that better be one charming, mighty friendly pig.
Yeah, actually, I like that better, honestly. Than yeah. Real. That may be one charming, mighty, friendly pig. I also like what a delightful sentence for a contract killer to say.
Okay, is. I've got two others from The Exorcist. Your mother sews socks that smell.
Oh.
Yeah.
And from Silence of the Lambs. Would you marry me? I'd marry me. I'd marry me so hard.
I'd marry me so hard.
That's great.
Oh, that's going to be in my vows.
You marry me. So
then I'd tuck my dick and dance. we both do the dick tuck dance and just.
That's how you enter. That's the first dance of the wedding reception.
Do you remember Buffalo Bill's like basement apartment, like his little space down there? He had like a Confederate flag on the wall.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? God. That's when I knew he was a villain. I said, I don't care what happens. This is going to be the worst part of the movie. Him hanging that thing up. Not okay, buddy.
Not okay.
Not okay. Yeah, you have a weird Airbnb, but still, like this.
That's really fun. I'm looking at more.
Oh, yeah.
Looking for more.
So your choice is Crikey, you think, Dan?
I think Crikey.
Crikey's
Crikey
pretty
works
good.
For me.
Crikey. Yeah, it's Crikey. Good. Yeah, Crikey's good.
I don't know. It may very well be R-rated in Australia.
Australians say cunt a lot. I don't think it's good. I don't think Crikey's
yeah, but I mean,
R-rated.
It just, I mean, yeah, but we say Crikey all the time, and maybe they're like, ooh, like they freak out.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, maybe it's like a way of not saying Christ or something. Like
yeah, maybe.
You say Crikey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's short
like,
for Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, Crikey. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, I don't know. Have to look that up.
Someday.
Anyway, gang, that's been the episode, I think. Right? What are we looking at?
I think
time?
So, yeah. About 50, nope. About 40 minutes.
That's good enough. thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate you so fucking much. And definitely make sure you stop, say hi to us and stuff if you see us in public. I've never, ever been bummed. I've always been pumped. It's so cool to know that people listen to the podcast. Again, apologies to the guy at Stump Fest. If I seemed weird, I was just like, wait, what? and I'm sorry I missed your name, but I was very pumped that you fucking stopped and talked to me, man. And it was very cool.
Also, we have another Mosh Pit show coming up.
Oh, we do. Yes.
on April 27th.
Nice.
8 o'clock p.m. at Kickstand.
Very pumped. April 27th?
I believe so.
I'm going to put that in my calendar for the first time. Right now.
Pretty sure.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I think it's Saturday night at 8.
Oh, that's going to be great. That's a, yeah. So come out. The last one was so much fucking fun.
It was so fun, yeah.
We had a great fucking time. We got asked Most Metal Automatopoeia.
Most Metal Automatopoeia, Most Metal thing you would, Most Metal thing you could find in a antique store.
That's right.
And yeah. I picked. I picked Ed Gein lampshade. That's right. What I picked.
That's right.
And the crowd was not. They were like, "What is he talking about?" he's a serial killer that made people into furniture.
Yeah.
So
yeah, they were great. Yeah, that was super fun. And we did Most Metal Animal Power that you would have.
Yes.
And yeah, and I chose shooting blood out of your eyes like a horny toad.
Yes, that was probably the winner.
Yeah, I just felt that was definitely.
I picked Electric Eel.
That they're both a deterrent, and I think I'm glad that we both picked deterrents.
Yeah.
Although
frankly, the Electric Eel, you could be offensive for sure.
No, that's true. I guess that's true. I was just thinking of not being bothered, but yeah. I guess you could just go on the offensive.
Yeah. Just roll up on something and shock it to death.
Oh, man. I would grab balls
all
of the time. That would be my go-to move.
If somebody is taking too long to order in line, just
zzzk. Yeah. Oh, just underneath. Just give one.
Just
little,
a taint. Just a taint tap.
Just a zzzz.
Just a zzzz.
Just give the old taint tap. Just double-click that mouse real quick. Fucking watch him. Watch him just shut the windows, ding, and just shut down.
Go up on their tippy toes, like, whoa, trying to get away.
Go up on their tippy toes. If you took an arc to the ball sack, you would definitely have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jump. You'd jump a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, gang, definitely make sure you stop in and say hi or whatever if you ever see us in public. Let us know you listen. We fucking are always pumped to hear from you.
Yeah.
Send us a choice. Send us any topics that you want us to cover. Like, we'll almost definitely talk about it on the Ride the Lightning Round at the very least. If not actually do it, we'll probably get around to doing it. So, get your topic, write them all.
In fact, we will, because that's how I dictate the topics.
There we go. And then also, and then we'll also maybe say your name improperly on the air. Oh, did I ever apologize for that? I think like a month ago, I said it was somebody named Michael gave us a topic, and it was someone named Michaela. I was like,
I read
it really quickly off of my phone, and I'm an idiot. So, sorry. Sorry about that. So sorry, listener Michaela.
I got a name wrong today.
We're
good.
Wow. So
we're all dumb.
Yeah, we're all that's great. Of shit.
I didn't think it was like the first time it ever. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you. Actually, that was good. All right, gang. That'll do it for Dan, Randy, and I. Take your vitamins. Go to the gym every day and work out to get rid of the. It's a form of cutting, but you're cutting yourself on the inside. Just go in there and go.
You're cutting yourself on the inside of your muscles to make them grow.
Right, yeah, but but it hurts, and you're changing now. You're brindle fly. Call your mother.
Yeah.
She misses you.
Probably.
And hail Satan.
Hail Satan.